These thick ice sheets that not only covered northern North America, but also much of northern Europe, came and went as a result of cyclical warming and cooling of the Earth, due to variations in its rotation and revolution around the Sun. Since most of the landmass on Earth is in the northern hemisphere, the warming and cooling of this hemisphere was more important than the whole Earth or southern hemisphere, because this is where these huge ice sheets could be built. There are three orbital cycles, called Milankovitch cycles, that controlled the amount of solar radiation reaching the Earth. One orbital cycle is the eccentricity cycle, which defines the changes of the Earth's orbit around the Sun from being more circular to more oblong. This change occurs on a 100,000-year cycle. A second orbital cycle is the wobbling of the Earth's rotational axis, causing a 41,000-year cycle. This is called obliquity. Finally, there is the tilt of the Earth's rotational axis, moving from 22.5 to 24.5 degrees over a 23,000-year cycle, and is called precession, when all three constructively interfere to allow less solar radiation to reach the northern hemisphere. Ice sheets begin to build in the northern hemisphere, the entire Earth begins to cool, and sea level falls. When all three constructively interfere so that the northern hemisphere begins to warm, the ice sheet-derived water melts and flows back into ocean, thus raising sea level. So, instead of sea level fluctuation cycles occurring over millions of years, these climate-driven cycles occur over tens of thousands to 100,000 years, and they can have vertical ranges of nearly 150 meters. For the past 2.6 million years, the Earth's global sea level fluctuations have been dominated by these glacial and interglacial cycles.